Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Saw a great cartoon in The New Yorker. I thought of you, Ro.
Yep.
My desire to be well-informed is currently at odds with my desire to remain sane. Very relatable. Because you want to stay well-informed, and
right.
You do.
I do.
But in these times,
it's very disturbing.
Hard to absorb everything going on in the world.
And that's why we want to try to bring it to all the details and data to you as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And I will try to be fair. It has sometimes been uneasy for me. Not easy for me. And uneasy. And all of the...
And you feel uneasy sometimes.
I do feel very uneasy. And I do have to let you know what I think, because that's kind of what I'm supposed to do. But... I don't fully understand.
You know what you should try?
What is that, Violetta?
Going blonde.
You know what? There's a, hold on 1 second.
Because Violetta just went blonde.
Yes.
Getting nice, like a lot of likes on the Twitterverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
I have something I need to talk to you about.
Creepy uncle?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yes, yes. I have been watching the CL TV. I am on vacation in unincorporated Lyons Township, where I am actually currently
watching. I thought you were in the basement.
No, I've left the basement because I go on a bird watching trip down the rustic banks of the Des Plaines River in unincorporated Lyons Township and the Sabaki.
Oh, okay.
So I was just in my motel room, and I was watching the CLTV, which is the only channel that they got. You know, I normally watch the Me and the You.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say that I was very, very, very disturbed because you replaced what's your name?
Violetta.
Yes. Yes, Violetta on the television, and you replaced her with some sort of a blonde woman.
That's me.
She went blonde. She went blonde.
What do you mean she went blonde? I don't even know
the
what
aliens.
It means she went blonde.
It's the aliens, creepy.
You look very much, if that is you, Violetta. And by the way, I always thought of you as you know, a member of the family, Violetta.
Yeah.
And I always thought of you as somebody that I could have, you know, very much spent a lot of time with. And now I know that you have been taken by the people who took me from Jorgon because they did exactly the same thing to my hair. They made it look like it was not mine.
Right. So you're not interested anymore, right, in being friends?
Oh, no, I would still like to be friends very much.
Okay. Well...
This whole thing is just really freaking me out.
It does freak me out every time.
It's nice to hear him on the phone.
Yeah, it's more comforting somehow to know that he's not just right below us immediately.
It's surprising he'd do something like that considering the government's listening to all our phone calls.
What?
That's a bold move by you,
It's
Uncle.
A disposable, Kevin.
Oh, okay. A burner?
Burner phone, yeah.
Goodbye, Kevin Powell. I must go now because they will be tracking me in unincorporated Lyons Township.
You just freaked him out, Kevin. I don't know. That's not a good move,
the NSA
given the history.
And CIA and whatnot. They're listening to everything.
I appreciate what you're doing, but it's still the wrong move. And I do love the hair, Violetta.
Thank you.
Looks awesome. And I don't recognize you when I see you in the hallway. I'm like, wait a minute. Who's in the... Oh, that's you.
I don't recognize myself. A lot of some texters saying, wasn't Violetta already blonde?
What?
I don't know how to take that, but...
I don't know what to think about that either.
I know.
What are they trying
rude.
To say?
That's just rude.
Well, it's an interesting thing because you've been a brunette your whole life, I'm assuming, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, same color. Did you ever do anything funky?
No, slight highlights, but nothing.
Yeah. And so now, here's what I want to know. So we went home last night to your home and to your parents.
Yeah.
You know, from a foreign land, and
mm-hmm.
they'll be soon going back to that foreign land if they know what's good for them.
Right.
How do they take a, and this is, you're not a, this is not a, this is not a, a
it's not
this
subtle.
Is ash blonde. This is ash blonde. It's a different color blonde.
It's not like a Britney Spears blonde.
No. It's not like a yellowy, honey-ish blonde. This
no,
is
it's
like
almost
a,
white.
It's almost white.
Silver
yeah.
white. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Silver white.
So, I text my dad first. I'm like, just letting you know. I did something Ooh. Crazy to my hair.
What do you think of that?
Don't freak out.
A warning text about a change of hair color.
Yeah.
Dramatic change of hair color.
It was necessary. And then he just kind of stood there and he's like, well, it's your hair. It's your hair. But I'm going to tell you, it doesn't look good on you. I'm like, okay, thanks.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's got to grow on him, probably.
Father of the year. Mm-hmm. What is what?
That's what the whole family thinks. They had a meeting about it.
They had a meeting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're like, well, we can tell you don't like it either, so you're not going to keep it long, right? I'm like, I don't know. I kind of like
your
it.
Your mom
it's
also
on me.
didn't like it?
I like your natural color, Vicky. It is so nice.
Aww. That's a mom. That's a mom for
you. What about your sister who hates you anyway?
Oh, she loves it.
Yeah. See, there you go. That's what you might want to then go, hey, wait a second.
Yeah.
If she hated it, then you go, ah, it's perfect.
I know.
See, I thought you should have gone purple because you can carry it off. Like, you've got that big personality, and you're like, this is the time of your life when you want to go like
go crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
I know. My goal now is to see if blondes really do have more fun.
Well, you'll have to report back. Let us know.
I think the answer is yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I already had a lot of fun before, so I don't know what this means.
Can you have more fun? Is it possible to have more fun?
I guess so, now that I'm blonde.
Yeah. I would just, when Creepy Uncle gets back from unincorporated Lions Township on his vacation.
Beautiful this time of year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you want a vacation?
Right.
There.
And I think he lives, like, right there, too, which is really kind of funny.
So... That's a big move.
But he goes to a motel and he watches CLTV for, you know, stays in the motel like bird watches in the end of January, beginning of February. It's a tradition. it does seem to me that you know, maybe this is going to drive him nuts. Violetta, you might want to avoid the basement.
I'm going to avoid the basement. Yeah. I was going to anyway.
Yeah.
But now that I'm a blonde, I have to be more cautious.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Well, you'll have to tell us how it is. If there's a change, if you notice any differences, you know.
We should send you out now to a
Starbucks
bar right now and see how many guys hit on you.
Yeah, versus the normal time.
Versus the normal time, yeah.
Right, you can see the difference.
Well, I think it looks less soft because it looks more unnatural. So I think I look meaner.
Let's let Creepy Uncle decide if it's softer or softer. He would love to do that. A soft test with Creepy Uncle about Violetta's hair.
Like you're running his fingers through your hair?
Right. I don't mean the texture. I mean...
Oh, okay.
I mean the color compared to my face.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted Creepy running his fingertips through
your
hair.
No.
Oh.
No, I don't.
Kevin.
Oh. Don't take
visuals
me
no one needs right there. Oh, gosh. Things you can't unsee.
Yeah.
Well, he's expressed to me at the Basement Dwellers Association meetings that we see each other once a month, you know, his admiration for Violetta and her traffic reports.
He's back. He heard.
He's back?
Well, yeah, hold on a second.
Violetta, if you would allow me, give me the incredible pleasure to would take my fingers and run them delicately through your new beautiful ass. I truly appreciate that.
Yeah, Creepy. I don't think that's possible.
But I wash my hands every month.
He lotions them.
Wow. Oh yeah, I'm sure he lotions them. No.
Well, yeah, sort of incidentally, yes.
You know, I don't know if that's an option. But do you want to know about travel times, Creepy?
Well, if you could please tell me what the Stevenson is like, because it's going over my head right now in unincorporated Lions Township.
Oh, you go to the basement?
I am underneath the Plains River.
Oh, wow.
There's a very large barge coming by, and I believe it has nuclear waste on it. I've got to go.
Oh, no.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Wow. Well, I think that's...
You got his vote.
That dude is weird.
Yeah.
At least he likes my hair.
Yes, he does. He wants to run his well-lotioned hands through your hair. Yeah, it's moisturizing at least. It's good. But when you change the color of your hair, doesn't it dry it out a little bit?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be good.
I need a coconut oil condition.
Sure. It totally works.
My guess is that Creepy Uncle does have some coconut lotion down in the basement. If you know what I mean.
I don't. I don't want to find out.
We've seen Silence of the Lambs.
Bro, you have. Creepy's coming out in you. You need to.
I'm just telling you that I've been down there and I've seen that he's got coconut lotion down. I don't understand what it's for, but he's got a lot of it in his bedside table.
Yeah, so does Walgreens, by the way. So I would go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as opposed to Creepy Uncle's basement.
Right.
That's a good idea.
Bypass that route.
But do you want to give us a WGN traffic travel spot?
I do.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Joyce joins us now. Joyce, you're on WGN.
Yeah, it sounds like it's time to dredge up the old blonde jokes.
Oh, blonde jokes now for Violetta, since she's gone blonde.
Yeah, you know, tell her the reason blondes have more fun is because she can find them in the dark.
Oh, good one.
Nice. I think she will get a lot more attention.
Mm-hmm. You know how you can tell which blondes are the natural blondes in your secretarial pool?
I think.
How?
The ones with the whiteout on their computer screen.
I thought there was another way.
All right, Joyce, thank you very much. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Kind of encouraging, I think, for Violetta, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know people's reactions right now in the hallway.
So those blonde jokes that used to be about, the...
Yeah, you couldn't tell so much.
Yeah, or that you couldn't tell so much, and it was always about, you know, color differential. That's no longer a problem. That ship sailed.
Right.
Yeah.
There is scientific research, though, about how blondes are no more likely to be less intelligent.
Why can't a blonde dial 911?
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
She can't find the 11.
Numbers have never been my thing. I don't think that hair has to
I think we it. Just change this to why can't Violetta. Just do it that way. Forget about blondes. We just insert Violetta for blondes. Because I know a lot of very brilliant blonde women. I know a lot of very brilliant blonde men.
And then there's Violetta.
And then there's Violetta, who's just chosen to be a blonde.
Right. It suits me, though.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does.
Right. I don't think blondes are any different. Although, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm doing a reverse blonde ban. I am only letting blondes into the country. Because as it turns out, I might need a new wife. Did you see that now Melania is backing off the idea of moving to Washington?
Right. I saw that some inside sources say that she is going to weigh her options at the end of the school year about whether or not she'll move to D.C. or stay in New York beyond that May, June, whenever school finishes deadline. Or
fake news. Well, I hope that's true. Well, I would. You wouldn't. Now, imagine
true.
How much fun. Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Because he's.
Because what?
Because Donald Trump really loves the institution of marriage.
Well,
right?
I mean, I'm sure it kind of like Monday through Friday, not seeing your wife, that could be a problem.
That seems enjoyable.
I don't think that's a problem for him. When he was, remember he was married for a couple of years when that whole Billy Bush thing hit, right?
And married a couple times.
Yeah. And you remember, he was on, when he met Melania, he was married to a woman on a date with another woman and then picked up Melania. By his own admission.
Well, I don't know how that works if she doesn't move there. I'm just going to say
I'll tell you what happens. It doesn't work. She moves to Slovenia with baby boy.
With boom, boom, boom.
Right. And then...
And rides off on a Vespa.
Yeah.
Into total
boom, boom,
happiness
boom, right.
And bliss.
Yes. I don't think she will. They say that she hasn't hired any. There's been no staff hired for the office of the first lady. Of course, they don't need it yet, but still,
she's not really there.
And Ivanka was the one who went to the to Dover, Delaware today with the president to receive the remains of the.
I haven't
Navy
seen
Seal.
Any of the pictures from that event. I mean, it's such a solemn ceremony and somber circumstances. But did they show?
I don't know.
I wonder if they show.
They generally
her.
Do.
It would be odd if they show her next to. The president, though, instead of the first lady.
Before we get to, we got Judy's news coming your way in about 2 minutes. But before we do that, I do want to. I have a very special guest on the hotline here. Bronco Padromedic is joining us.
Oh, good.
And this is Violetta's father, and a regular on this program, and as far as I can tell, one of the wisest men in all of the planet Earth.
So true.
Now, your daughter. Your younger good afternoon, Bronco. Your daughter, the younger one, came home last night to your home, and she is now an ash blonde. I don't even know. I never even heard of that until I saw it today. But she's an ash blonde. What do you make of it, Bronco?
Well, I was just going to go to call the lawyer to see if the radio made her to do that. And apparently you did not do that, make her to do that. I was thinking she did that because of the job.
No.
No one forced her to do that.
She's been discussing this with us for months now. But
getting our thoughts.
But we're like, and I was like, you know, get an hombre. And then she's like, I already got a dude.
I was not thinking that. I was thinking that she went to some Halloween party, but it's not now.
Rocco!
Dad, be nice.
Wow.
This is her hair, a new
cool hair. You know what, actually? I'll remember this when I dye your hair in a couple weeks. Jet black for you.
Oh, yeah, you didn't make your guys to do that, right?
No, nobody here asked her
No. Oh, now he's blaming us.
But it's part of the show. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, no, it's not part of the show.
But we were supportive. I mean,
we weren't.
Oh, I was.
I love. Well, excuse me. Of course, I'm supportive of my daughter. Obviously, but just she's a young lady. And maybe she's gonna attract more boyfriends like that. I don't know. Maybe.
Could be successful. You never know. I mean, it could be a
good
thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean. Yeah, they've been already waiting out on the door once you get out.
I don't think so.
You'll be beating them away, Bronco. Beating them away with a stick.
Hey, Bronco has one. Bronco has a sniper that lives across the street.
Oh, right. That's a good point. I'm not sure.
He doesn't have to. He just scares them away. He doesn't have to beat them away.
Just has a conversation with them.
That cousin who comes to your restaurant who looks really serious all the time.
He wears all black
and has a very
doesn't talk.
Yes, he doesn't talk. Right. How you doing? And that's all you hear from him.
In the eyes, the kind of see
look.
Through you.
Yeah.
That one could really.
That man has seen something, and I don't know what it is, but you can see that his soul has been dented by something he's seen. All right, well, Bronco, well, thank you for your help and your support of your daughter. We really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
God bless you guys.
God bless you, Bronco.
Take it easy in Melania. Take it easy in Melania.
Yeah,
please.
I know, because
she's one of your people.
She's Slovenian. That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much. Yeah, she's not coming, but she's not coming to the White House. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Thanks, Bronco.
Thank you, Bronco.
So he's not a fan of it, but you know what? Parents rarely
what
are.
What is he a fan of? Let's be real.
When you seriously dye your hair, what a dramatic change. I don't know. Parents don't always love that.
Judy's News in 2 minutes.